Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Raven and I have vastly different views on this, so we figured we would take it to an expert.
Yeah, we've talked about this plenty of times, and we definitely do not come to an agreement. It comes from the things that you've been taught by your parents and stuff that works just in my household that I've seen. So, you know what? Let's go to the source, Dr. Laura Berman. She's the relationship expert.
Yep, Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. I have one bank account where my money and my husband's money all gets dumped into. Mm-hmm. All the bills are paid from that. Every penny that we have goes in there. There's no my money, his money. It's our money. Raven and his wife have completely separate accounts, and they like divvy up the paying of the bills and everything. Like, everything is separate.
Yeah, so the way we do it is I pay certain bills, she pays certain bills, and we never have any arguments over money or finances, anything like that. It's pretty easy. It works well in our house.
Yeah. Okay, so it works well. I mean, there's no wrong way to do this as long as that's the key. Does it work well? The most important thing in a situation like yours, Raven, is that if you're keeping things from each other with your separate accounts, then that's obviously an issue, and a lot of people do. But it is nice to have your own separate little money pot. So even just to buy them gifts, I like to do that because I don't like my husband to know how much I spend on his gifts.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is too, is like when you go out and you buy a little something for yourself, I mean, everybody likes to spoil themselves, and it doesn't matter if it's expensive or inexpensive, like to not have to be like, hey, I'm gonna do this or do that. I think sometimes that's good. Sometimes you just need that freedom as an adult.
Well, you can also make a rule. Like my husband and I have an agreement that if either of us is going to ever spend, you know, over $500 or $1,000, you know, it may vary depending on where we are financially and what's happening and what expenses we have coming up. But we'll sort of say, okay, that's when we check in with each other.
Mm.
And otherwise, we just spend anything up to that without mentioning it, or mentioning it if we want to, but it's not necessary.
See, it's ironic. See, Anna kind of has that system, is she just spends whatever and then never looks at the checkbook.
Well, right. So that's
I do that too. That's my problem.
Yeah. That's my husband all the time.
That's why I want a joint account, because I don't like paying any bills. I don't like budgeting. I don't like monitoring.
See?
I don't even go to the ATM. He gives me cash.
Yes, we are exactly the same people.
Yeah, he gives me cash. I know what the balance is. I know like the gist of what's being made, and I know what's going out. But he's taken care of it, and I love that.
Me too.
I hate taking care of that.
Right. Like, I hate paying bills. I hate worrying about things like that. And you know what? Like, if things start getting tight, he'll give me a heads up. Like, hey, you know, like, dial it back.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
So works out well that way.
See, I just hate checks and balances from my past. I mean, it's been my experience in other relationships that money was a big issue, a big source of argument. So now we just, you know, handle different things. And it's proportionate
right, so
to
it
what
works.
We're doing. Right.
No, there's no wrong answer as long as you're being really open in your communication and you're both on board with it.
What do you do if you're just dating somebody, though, and you live together? Should you
stay out?
Should you think everything should be separate until marriage?
Definitely. Yeah. And also, it's the same model that I talked about before. You each have your separate money, but you have the household account. It's like being roommates.
I keep talking about starting that joint account. We just never actually have any money left over to do it.
Dr. Laura Berman, you can hear her here every weeknight, Uncovered with Dr. Laura Berman. If you have a relationship question, give her a call, 855-5-UNCOVER.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.